Fox looked back toward the site of the battle. What did you do with the bodies and their gear?
Nothing. Should we?
We took the horse's tack off where we caught them and left it. Good. You shouldn't handle anything of theirs.
Do you think we'll have more trouble?
Surya's face paled again. Pox smiled at her.
More?
Certainly we'll have more. But not, I hope, tonight. Surya, think. Already you've met and survived as dire a threat as most marshals of Gird. And we live, and they are freezing out there. She waved her arm. By the grace of Gird and Falk and the High Lord, you and I have met trouble, and trouble found us too tough to swallow. Don't fear trouble. Be ready for it.
Yes, lady.
Surya's eyes came alight again. And since we're traveling like this, can you relax enough to call me by my name? My fighting companions have called me Pox since I left home.
Call you Pox?
Surya looked shocked, but pleased. Pox thumped her shoulder. Yes, call me Pox. It's the best way to get my attention, as you saw when Ascariel yelled. When you say lady, I look around to see where she is. Pox looked over the trampled snow, shaking her head. What a mess. I'll just make sure of them.
They're all dead. Leith looked.
I'm sure she did, but they can fool you. Beasts and men alike. That priest, for example. Pox walked over to the lance-bearer, sprawled, where she had left him. The armor may be enchanted. If it is, we can't leave it here for someone to stumble over. She extended the sword. Its glow intensified. See that? Some peril remains. Ask Falk's aid, Surya, and I will ask Gird's. Pox touched the dead man's armor with her sword. Through the smear of white and gray that had disguised it, black lines emerged, angular designs that conveyed terror and menace. Pox called her light. The designs seemed to burn, then die away to white ash. Then the armor and body fell in, collapsing to a shapeless heap.
What happened?
Surya's knuckles were white on her sword hilt. The gods helped us prevent trouble, said Pox soberly. Let's see what else. All the helmets reacted to her sword's touch, as did two of the other corselets, but the men's bodies did not disappear. The wolf-like beasts, dead, were simply dead beasts. They dragged them into a pile. Wood from the frozen stream bed, caught against the rocks of the falls, provided fuel for a pyre.
Now what?
Asked Surya, when it was alight. Now I go find my bow in case we need it, and then we get cleaned up and see what we can do for Garrus and Ascariel. Pox turned, and found that the red horse was already mincing toward her. Give me a leg up, will you? She waved as she rode off, enjoying Surya's open mouth. She found her bow easily, hanging from a branch, and retrieved her arrows from the body of the beast she'd killed. By the time she was back at their little camp, the sun was already low against the hills. Despite her prayers, Ascariel died that night, without opening his eyes or speaking. Garrus, however, recovered enough to wake and look blankly at them before sleeping again. Pox turned away from them, too tired to weep.
I'm sorry,
she said, aware of Leith and Surya watching. I was given no healing for him, but he died bravely. Surya nodded. Leith unfolded a blanket across Ascariel's body, looking long at his face before covering it.